This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Summer is mango season in South Florida, but mangoes aren't the only tropical fruit ripening in this heat. The high schoolers in WLRN's youth radio program wanted to find out more about Spanish limes. Rachel Gregg tells us more.
We walk into a store in Overtown. People call it the meat store. It used to mostly sell meat, but now it's like a neighborhood corner store, and it's where people buy their Spanish limes. Rudy Lorenzo owns the store.
Most of the Spanish lime that I get is from the neighborhood trees that are here. And at the end of September, then I usually go and buy from the marketplace.
I didn't even know Spanish limes existed before the summer, but my fellow interns ate them all the time. The little green balls, the size of ping pongs, are actually very popular. But when you open them, they don't look like limes. In one day, Rudy sells
Probably 70 to 65 bags.
Spanish limes are almost like a lollipop, without the stick. Just suck on it to get the juice out. They actually don't taste like limes. It's a mixed flavor, like sweet and sour. Even though papaya is Rudy's favorite fruit, in order to sell some Spanish limes, he does a little quality control.
I usually, before I buy, I taste it, because no, sometimes they're too bitter. Some people like bitter, but I don't like it. So I usually, they're sweet, and I buy it, and I tell, hey, go someplace else.
So Spanish limes, also known as mamoncillo, or guinip, guinep, guinepa, depending on what island or country you're from.
This is Jim Stribling. He's director of the Redland Fruit and Spice Park. The park grows more than 500 types of tropical fruit. You can walk around and taste a lot of them. Jim is an expert on things like Spanish limes.
The name mamoncillo, in Spanish, to suck, is mamar, right? So
yeah.
That's why you have to... That's the sound.
We're standing under an enormous Spanish lime tree when we talk. It's got a bunch of fruit on it.
This particular variety is called Montgomery, and it's credited from Colonel Montgomery, who was... David Fairchild's peer in the fruit explorer years. So this one was named by Montgomery.
He says back in the day, people like Colonel Robert Montgomery were paid by the U.S. government to go to different countries and bring back good fruit. They hoped it could grow here in South Florida. That's how fruit like the Spanish lime was introduced here.
Humans have been moving things around for so long, sometimes it's difficult to tell exactly where they come from. And we have examples of that all over this park.
And Spanish limes are pretty common.
Highly adaptable tree, so it grows all the way from Ecuador up to South Florida, about Palm Beach, and the entire Caribbean, Central South America, the warmer parts. But it will grow anywhere it won't freeze.
Like in Overtown, where the youth radio group went on a fruit hunt.
We are going down the street into this lot right here. We are going to find Spanish limes.
It's hot. For one, it's very hot.
Like 3 blocks from WLRN.
Wow, it is.
Wait, I don't see anything.
Our instructor, Wilson Sayre, was clearly confused.
Oh.
She eventually figured it out and climbed up to get some fruit.
They're supposed to be green.
Sorry, what?
This one's green. It's kind of squishy.
And then a little smushy.
Like this one?
See, that's a good spot.
Oh. That looks good.
You can open a Spanish lime by squeezing the middle and sort of burst open.
It smells good.
Eat it. Put it in your mouth. Suck on it. It's good.
Don't eat the seed.
Yeah. I like them. It's like sour, but good.
Yes.
I like it, though.
Honestly, in this neighborhood, it's sort of like a kid thing. Because we like climbing trees to pick Spanish limes. And adults, not so much. I'm Rachel Gregg.
And this is WLRN Youth Radio.
WLRN's Youth Radio program is a partnership with Urgent Inc.'s FACE program. You can see pictures and listen to all the Youth Radio stories at WLRN.org/youthradio. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.